accepting bitcoins can be regarded as illegal because the regulation passed by the parliament in 2015 and 2016 only recognized US dollar, not bitcoins.
And so to explain to listeners how this works, there is an act under Vanuatu's parliament that allows honorary citizenships of Vanuatu, so you can become a Vanuatu citizen if you pay a certain amount of US dollars. Can you tell us how much it is per person?
It is in US dollars, it's about 130,000 US dollars, but in Vatu, 13 million Vatu.
And so people can apply through what are called designated agents who have the authority on behalf of the Vanuatu government to process those applications and the money that they will pay for honorary citizenship. Is that right?
Yes, at the moment we have about 18 designated agents, and one of them is Mr. Bill Barney.
And so Mr. Bill Barney is the one designated agent who has requested or is being named in these reports as the designated agent who will accept bitcoins.
If he accepts bitcoins, it is his business. But as far as Vanuatu government is concerned through the Citizenship Commission, we only accept US dollar.
But the Vanuatu government, from what I've seen, is a press release from the Vanuatu Parliamentary Secretary Office states that it has given its authority as per a request seeking permission that they might be able to accept Bitcoin, and that actually that was confirmed and given the okay and green light from Vanuatu's Parliamentary Secretary. Is that right?
Well, as I said, that the commission only recognised Bill Barney. Anything after Bill Barney, it is a business of Bill Barney.
Is the Vanuatu government concerned that it seems, and are there not procedures perhaps in place with the regulation? The regulation states that the designated agents who go and sell essentially or promote the fact that you can buy citizenship of Vanuatu for quite a large amount of money, those people have to be Vanuatu citizens. But beyond that, as you're saying, they can work with whoever they like. And it seems that Mr. Bill Barney has employed or is working with foreigners who are now going out there and pushing the boundaries, it seems, and looking at accepting citizenship via the Bitcoin. Is there any concern, according to the Vanuatu government, that that's what is now happening, that's being outsourced to foreigners, people who haven't necessarily even set foot in Vanuatu?
Well, the Vanuatu stand only accept that. I already told you that only accept US dollar, not yet at currency.
I understand that Bill Barney has had a controversial past. He was a well-known private solicitor and barrister, but back in 2014, he had been the chairperson of a similar sort of scheme that was called the Capital Investment Immigration Plan, which has essentially tried to do the same thing. And he was removed from his position by the then Prime Minister, Moana Kakasa. So, I mean, how does he even become a designated agent if he's had this controversial background?
Well, I cannot comment on that. You have to ring him back and ask this question.
But surely the government makes the decision. The citizenship office there allocates who can become these designated agents who can go on to sell Vanuatu citizenship?
Any individual Vanuatu citizen can apply, but there is also a condition for the contract. If there is a breach of contract, the commission has the power to revoke his permit.
Is that something that the Vanuatu government is now looking at doing with Mr. Barney?
Well, we haven't reached that point.
But you are also trying to get in touch with him and so far haven't been able to do so?
We have no problem with Bill Barney. The problem is Bill Barney with the two guys, sub-agent. Bill Barney is okay. The problem is between him and the two sub-agent. So you have to contact Bill Barney and ask his intention to go and sign the agreement and feed Bitcoin.
But what do you mean the problem is with those two agents? What is the problem?
The two agents, because under the regulation, as I told you already, we only accept US dollar.